When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah. Fly Jams Friday, everybody. Dan just got out of the TARDIS. He is now DJ Shagru. It's funny, you got out of the TARDIS, but you didn't turn into a woman.
No, it's getting crowded in here, though. And I welcome her, trolls.
Oh, yeah, come on, man. Whoever is mad that Doctor Who is now a woman is a moron.
I did like that, though. I welcome her, trolls.
That's good. No, it's just really, come on, man.
Doctor Who should not be a woman.
Just tell your mom to make a pizza for you. You know, put some Totino rolls in the microwave. Just stay in the basement and shut up. Idiots. Anyway. All right. It's Fly Jams Friday. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. DJ Shagru is here. Viggity Vic is running around like a lunatic in the newsroom. And the traffic cut, Esmeralda, just stopped spinning. Esmeralda the Heart Melda. And I'm Wiki Wiki Nikki. So I have a theme for my three requests this week, Dan. DJ.
Mm.
They are from last week on At Midnight, which, by the way, is this final week next week. It's the last week of At Midnight, and it makes me cry. Anyway, they did a bit of, they were like, okay, here are some bad rap songs from movies. And so that's what I did. I took three that they used. And the first one, go ahead and play this one. Man, hand is sharp, my jaws don't fall. Deepest blues, my hat is like a shark's fin. Deepest blues, my hat is like a shark's fin. Deepest blues, my hat is like a shark's fin. Deepest blues, my hat is like a shark's fin. Deepest blues, my hat is like a shark's fin. Deepest blues, my hat is like a shark's fin. Deepest blues, my hat is like a shark's fin. Deepest blues, my hat is like a shark's fin. Yeah. Yeah, man. DJ Shagru, are you familiar with this song?
I am not.
I had completely forgotten about it. LL Cool J was in a great movie called Deep Blue Sea, which is about smart sharks, directed by the great Rennie Harlan. It is a fantastic movie. In it, there's a scene where Samuel L. Jackson is in the middle of giving a very inspirational speech, and a shark jumps out and eats him, like right in the middle of the speech, one of the greatest moments in the history of film. Anyway, it's a great movie, and LL Cool J is in it, and he provided that song for the soundtrack. And if you watch the video all the way through, Dan, he turns into a shark.
Oh, well, good. So, I thought you might have chosen it for the whole Michael Phelps controversy.
No. There's a theme here. They're all rap songs from movies, mostly bad movies. Oh, actually, two of them are good. Here's a weird thing, Dan. The next song is from a movie that is the same director as Deep Blue Sea. Rennie Harlan. All right. There's a theme there, too. All right, get your Fly Jam requests in, 312-981-7200. The news in 19 seconds. From the blaze of Freddy Krueger's hands on me. That's right. Fall. Yeah. Sleep. There you go. The theme of rap songs from movies continues. That's the Fat Boys. Remember the Fat Boys?
I remember that movie. Orderlies?
Disorderlies.
Disorderlies.
You know who was in that movie? Ralph Bellamy. You probably don't know who that is, but he's this really sort of legendary actor who was in... you'd know him from... You see Trading Places?
Yeah. He's the older guy, right?
Well, he's one of the brothers. He's one of the Duke brothers.
No, but in Disorderlies.
Yeah, he's the old guy in Disorderlies, yeah.
He's the old guy.
Yeah, he's like a legendary actor. You know, old school Hollywood guy, and he's in a Fat Boys movie in the 80s.
Money's money.
Being wheeled down hospital hallways by the Fat Boys in a gurney.
Now, was the movie for the Nightmare on Elm Street, did they play it during credits or the movie?
I got to say, I don't think it's in the movie. I think it was just released at the same time.
Oh, so it's not even part of the movie?
No. Well, here's the thing, because it's Are You Ready for Freddy?
You don't think it's on the soundtrack?
And Robert Englund actually performs. Have you heard?
Yeah.
He raps on the song.
Oh.
And I'll have to ask him next week.
Right. It could just be a separate, you know. Yeah. He was like, yeah.
I don't remember if it's in the movie or not. And it's from the movie The Dream Master, which we're showing at Flashback.
Interesting.
Outdoors this week, next week. Mm-hmm. It's Saturday night at 10:30 outside. No, Saturday night at 8:15, sorry. Mm-hmm. Saturday night at 8:15 outside the courtyard on the big drive-in screen. We're showing Nightmare on Elm Street, The Dream Master, which is part four, directed by Rennie Harlan, director of Deep Blue Sea. And Robert Englund and like nine cast members from Dream Master are going to be there.
Yeah.
They're going to introduce it, and then we're going to watch it outside. So I'll have to ask and find out. But that's when it came out. Fat Boys, are you ready for Freddy?
So real quick, what's the synopsis
of the Dream Master? I don't remember. I just
what's Freddy doing this time?
He kills a bunch of people,
right?
A bunch of teenagers, and it's got my favorite kill in it. My favorite kill of any Nightmare on Elm Street movie is this girl who is working out. She's like weightlifting, and suddenly she turns into a cockroach. Like,
oh boy.
It's like the little cockroach legs sprout out of her elbow. And she turns into a cockroach. She's got like a half human body and cockroach legs and stuff and a cockroach shell. And Freddy is for, you know, it's in the dream, obviously, Freddy.
Right.
And she turns into a cockroach. And then Freddy is, you pull out and you look, and Freddy is holding her in a roach motel.
Oh, boy.
Like a roach motel in his hand. He's got it in his hand.
Yeah.
He's like, sometimes you check in. Well, you check in and you don't check out, you know, the line.
Right.
And he squeezes the Roach Motel and goo shoots out of the both ends.
Oh, boy. Oh, Freddy. That is the one thing I love about those movies.
What?
His quips.
Well, you know, the thing about it is the first one, there's no quips in the first one.
No.
The first one's really scary. The first one's a very scary
movie.
Right. And then they just kept getting goofier.
And then he gets a sense of humor.
Right. And then he's wacky. He's like a child molester who these people burned. And then like later on, he's like wacky Freddy.
Maybe because he's killed so many teenagers, he kind of gets bored. So this is how he spices it
they
up.
They started doing it in the second one, like the wackiness. And they just kept getting wackier and wackier until A New Nightmare. When Wes Craven came back and directed New Nightmare, that was deadly serious.
That was,
yeah. So the first one and New Nightmare are great. Those are really, really great and scary. And the middle ones are kind of fun. They got some fun special effects and kills in them. And he's just a smart ass.
Oh, and then the one where he was with
Jason.
Yes.
Freddy versus Jason.
We have quips.
Many cast members from that movie at Flashback next week, too.
Oh, nice.
It's the biggest Nightmare on Elm Street reunion. If you're a fan of these movies.
Johnny Depp going to be there?
No, Johnny Depp. No, Johnny Depp's not going to be there.
The blood that was him.
Yeah, it's going to be a big bucket. And this is what came out of the bed. Here you go.
This is Johnny.
But, yeah, so it's going to be great. Check out flashbackweekend.com. I'm going to be there all weekend. Sven Gulli's going to be there. Lance Henderson from Near Dark. Robert Englund and a huge Nightmare on Elm Street reunion. They're showing part four outside Saturday night at 8:15. On Friday night at 10:30 at the AMC, formerly the Movie Co. Theater in Rosemont, they are showing the restored version of Suspiria.
Very cool.
And I can't wait. It's a 4K digital restoration taken from the original 35mm uncut, unrated version and then transferred to digital with a new sound mix. Oh, my God. I'm introducing that one. I'm so excited.
Oh.
Suspiria, scariest movie I've ever seen. And to see it on the big screen again.
Yeah.
Forget it. Flashbackweekend.com. It's at the Crown Plaza O'Hare. 4th through the 6th of August.
Can I say you're going to have to bring or request that they play Freddy's Dead or whatever. What is the song? What's
the last one we just played?
Yeah. What is it called?
Are You Ready for Freddy?
Or Are You Ready for Freddy? Oh, you should play it as he comes out.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he'd be thrilled. I'm sure Robert Englund would be thrilled. I'll ask him about it, though. He's a good guy. Robert Englund is a good guy. He's come to the Flashback. This might be his 7th appearance at Flashback.
So then he'd be fine.
No, he's cool.
You should play it.
Yeah, I'm not in charge of that. I don't do the AV. I just have a microphone and I talk to people.
That's, you should suggest it.
I will. I'll suggest it, and then they'll never ask me back to Flashback Weekend again. All right. Let's see. Here is let's talk to Fly Jam Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
You know, I promised you no repeats, and tonight I'm going to try to keep my promise, but I'm going to play somebody who's been featured on Fly Jams Friday many, many times.
All right.
The beginning, a guy who would have been 92 years old this past week. His name was William Benny Benjamin. He was the original drummer in the Funk Brothers.
Hmm.
Here he is featured on one of the lesser-known Supreme songs, Love is an Itching in My Heart.
Mama, you're here to take a pill. When you're thirsty,
Yeah. Well, it really does have that distinctive sound.
Yeah, here's a short list of Take Me in Your Arms, What Becomes of a Broken Hearted, Heard It Through the Grapevine, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, Ain't Too Proud to Beg, Reach Out, I'll Be There, What's Going On, Mercy, Mercy Me, You Can't Hurry Love, Signed, Sealed, Delivered, Superstition, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, Family Affair, Shotgun, This Old Heart of Mine. It's all the same guy.
All the same guy.
Drums.
Same drummer. That's amazing. That's quite a list.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, do you know the only Chicago Cubs manager other than Joe Maddon who has a trophy?
Who's that?
That was Dale Swain. He's the only manager to win a trophy other than Joe Maddon because he won the Crosstown Cup in 2013. And they didn't have trophies for National League or World Series back in 1907 and 08.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. All right, Bob, thanks.
Okay.
All right, take care.
You.
All right. All right. There's always a little Cubs fact.
Again, I was waiting for a joke.
Yeah.
I was waiting for like a zinger.
A zinger about the Sox. I mean, we just won 3 out of 4 against them, so.
I guess that's zinger enough.
That's zinger enough. Yeah. All right, we got a break here for weather and traffic, and then we've got more Fly Jams for Fly Jams Friday. All right. So that's Vanilla Ice, everybody. Yes, remember oh boy, I'm looking at that fire.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's going to be, oh boy. Dan, we're going to have an interesting time getting back to my neighborhood. Wow. All right. Boy, I'm a little distracted. Sorry. This is a block away from my house, so it's a little weird. Anyway, I can't enjoy Vanilla Ice as much as I thought I would be able to at this point. Because I'm a little distracted
by a
giant fire that's happening a block away from my apartment.
That's what's spoiling your Vanilla Ice.
Otherwise, I'd be able to enjoy Vanilla Ice. That, by the way, is from, that's the ninja rap from The Secret of the Ooze, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Doesn't he play it in a concert?
He does. And the Ninja Turtles all dance.
Oh, they're there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen it, so.
How have you not seen The Secret of the Ooze?
I've seen the first one and the third one. Not the second one.
The Secret of the
Ooze. Usually.
Normally,
you see the
second one.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Dan, you've seen The Secret of the Ooze.
I have.
Yeah. It's a legendary sequence with Vanilla Ice up on stage.
Do they come in because they are looking for someone that they're fighting?
I don't remember. All I know is if they're looking for someone that they're fighting, they do stop for a dance routine.
That's what I mean. Like, they go, what? Dancing?
Yeah. And then they do little.
And then them and
little
Vanilla
Ninja
Ice.
Turtle rap and everything.
Do they spin on the
show? Michelangelo, by the way, Esmeralda. Very nice.
Thank you. I'm glad you noticed.
Wow. Okay.
I've been working on that one for a while.
Fantastic. All right. Let's go to the phones here. Fly Jams Friday. Here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Nick. You know, earlier you played Fat Boys. It just reminded me of Chris Rock's line.
In Boomerang. Yeah. The line in Boomerang.
Fat Boys break up and now this.
That's so funny. You ever seen Boomerang?
I have.
It's really funny. It's one of my favorite Eddie Murphy movies. It really is. That line is so funny. First the Fat Boys break up, now this.
Oh, man, earlier this evening, well, yesterday, actually, I saw a preview of Catherine Bigelow's Detroit.
Yeah.
And, powerful movie. This is the Roots did an in-title soundtrack song called It Ain't Fair.
All right. We forsake all that's real. What emotions do we feel? Is your poison called a pistol or a pill? Some people say, take the wheel. Others say, thou shalt not kill. But that old time religion ain't gonna pay my bills. We've come so far, yet here we are. Bruised and scarred, presumed inferior. Let's get it on. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great, man.
Got a Curtis Mayfield vibe going on.
It does, absolutely. And that's at the end credits?
Yeah.
You saw the movie. It's great, huh?
Yeah, it's great. Yeah,
I'm going tonight. I can't wait.
It's Whew, it's powerful.
Yeah, I know, man. I you know, and Catherine Bigelow, man, she's just, we were singing her praises yesterday.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to see it. All right, Mike, thanks, man.
All right, take care, buddy.
There's a little preview right there, a little exclusive new song by The Roots from Detroit, which opens in two theaters today and then opens wide next week. So, all right, let's see. This is Nancy on WGN. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Nick.
Hi.
Hey, I have a Fly Jam song for you.
Okay.
It's by the Esquires.
All right.
And it's called Get On Up. And I don't think it's ever been played on Fly Jam Friday before.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Let's here, give it a listen.
How can you set yourself down for all this when you know that I'm flying my man?
Yeah. Actually, Nancy, it has been played on Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, has it?
Yeah,
okay.
Long time ago, but that's okay. Have a great Friday.
You too, Nick.
Okay.
Bye.
Take care. All right. And then Mike on WGN. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Nick. I love your show.
Thank you, man.
My song is by A Taste of Honey, Boogie Oogie Oogie.
Great song.
Get on.
Yeah. Right on. Yeah. Boogie Oogie Oogie. That was a big hit. Like 1977, maybe? 78? Something like that. All right. Fly Jams Friday is going to continue. Let's find out what's going to happen on the opening bell with Steve Grzanich. Here, Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Coming up next, we're going to be talking with Paul Nolte, who's a regular on our Friday broadcast, about the economy. Some signs this week that maybe inflation is going up. That's not good news for you and me, but it could be good news for the economy. And a little bit later in the program, how about some virtual cocktails where you actually put on a pair of virtual reality headset and have a drink or two? Is it a new fad or something hot that's coming up that we all should know about? All next on the opening bell.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
Have a great day.
You have a great weekend. All right, we have a request from Bennett,
the Business of Funk. Yes.
Wainwright, Business of Funk, my main man, Bennett. What do we got there, DJ Shagrew?
Out of my chest when you put it there. Yeah, I'm a little cold, but I formed up with you. Ooh, ooh, ah, ooh, ooh, ah.
S.G. Lewis with Warm from The Business of Funk. Bennett, The Business
funky.
Of Funk. Wake. Now, he's funky. He's a funky businessman. That's what he is.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. 574 wanted to hear this one.
She fooled me this time. She acted like I was the last thing on her mind. I would like to start off. Change my mind. I just wanna change my mind. Baby, let me change my mind.
Right. Yeah, Tyrone Davis, Can I Change My Mind? And by the way, the listener who requested that wanted to let us know that he is also Tyrone Davis from Chicago.
Oh.
Funky Chicagoman. All right. Oh, I love this song. Bob requested this. song is great.
Yeah.
Delight.
Love that song.
I do too. And you knew it was legit when Bootsy Collins showed up in the video. I was like, oh, this is a legitimate funk song because Bootsy's in it.
Right.
So, all right. So Tower of Power gets a lot of play here on mm-hmm. Fly Jams Friday, as obviously they should. And Paul requested this one. Yes, I like my soul with a capital S.
Who doesn't?
Nobody. Everybody. Somebody.
Just you and Tower
Just
of Power.
Just Power of Power with the S, capital S. All right. All right, that's Fly Jams Friday for this week. And, hey, we'll see you on Monday.
Yep.
All right. Are you filling in at all over the weekend? You
just I'm not.
Nothing happening over the weekend?
No. Nope.
Dan's potty training all weekend.
Right.
Okay.
I'm not.
No, you're not. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We will be back Monday morning. Got a lot of movies to talk about, including Detroit, Catherine Bigelow's new movie, and Atomic Blonde, where Charlize Theron beats the crap out of everybody. So, and we'll talk about that, and my dad will tell a joke and more. That's all coming up on Monday. Thanks, Esmeralda. Have a great weekend.
Thanks.
News is coming up.